China cautiously has welcomed the latest U.S. comments on last Sunday's mid-air collision between a Chinese fighter and an American reconnaissance plane. A foreign ministry spokesman in Beijing said Secretary of State Colin Powell's expression of regret for the apparent death of the Chinese pilot was a step in the right direction, but he made it clear Beijing wants more. The comments were made as the crew members of the U.S. plane entered their fifth day of detention at a Chinese airbase. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
At a news briefing today, Foreign Ministry spokesman Sun Yuxi was besieged with questions from journalists about the airmen in Hainan and about Beijing's communications with Washington. Top of the list was whether Secretary of State Colin Powell's statement of regret yesterday was enough to satisfy the Chinese government.
The U.S. expression of regret is certainly a step in the right direction to solving this problem. But the stance of the Chinese side is clear. The U.S. must take full responsibility and make a full apology to the Chinese people. We hope the United States will handle this incident in a serious manner so that China-U.S. relations are not affected.
Sun said that the United States had taken a high-handed approach on the issue and had mixed right with wrong. Reporters repeatedly asked him how the United States could make an apology if its officials were not allowed independently and in confidence to question its aircrew, still held in Hainan. Sun said that the facts were already very clear and that the Chinese government had already allowed one visit by U.S. consular and military officials. He seemed to suggest that a second visit would not be forthcoming until the U.S. apologized, and he stressed repeatedly that the U.S. needed to take a more cooperative attitude. Sun also said that the 21 men and 3 women of the crew were being questioned by the Chinese authorities. They violated international law, he said, so it's only natural they would be interrogated. However, he did try to sound a conciliatory note by acknowledging that the situation needed quick resolution.
China sees U.S. relations as very important, and we want to see them develop in a healthy and stable manner. We hope that this issue can be very quickly resolved, and to that end, we have taken a very calm, controlled, and responsible attitude. But at the same time, we should emphasize that to the Chinese government and people, nothing is more important than defending our sovereignty and dignity.
That point was underscored outside the U.S. Embassy today when police detained a man carrying a large piece of cardboard with Chinese writing on it. "We don't want American money, we want dignity," it read. "Give us back our Chinese pilot. Blood debts must be repaid in blood." There have been few signs such as this of popular anger at the United States over the incident. The man was led away immediately, indicating that the Chinese government does not want a repeat of the anti-American riots that followed the NATO bombing of the Chinese embassy in Belgrade 2 years ago. Chinese newspapers have today shifted their attention towards the missing Chinese airman and his grieving wife, along with a massive air and sea search that is still underway. Beijing still officially describes the pilot as missing rather than dead, even though state media suggest his chances of being found alive are slim. The official Xinhua news agency reported bitter comments by the airman's wife, accusing Washington of caring only about its aircrew and not saying a word about her husband. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.